Itai, I don't want to bother you with this Reb Chaim, printing a picture and this and that, because this is our fine stencils. So we'll see if we get up to him, Mr. Shem. All right, starting first Chabura since Kabbalah Satayra, appropriate to start a brand new topic, brand new chelik of the Mishnah, brand new Askala. The Mishnah says, first category was Dinei Mominus Bishloisha. Can't find the Mishnah, hold on. Dinei Mominus Bishloisha, we went through all the different cases, spent quite a while on Motzi Shemra. Is it 3? Is it 23? About, I don't know, we should count up, maybe 8 different options in the Gemara had explained that Machloikas we spent time on. And now the Mishnah says Makos Bishloisha. So the Tanakhama is of the opinion that to administer Malkus, to give lashes for one of the losites in the Torah that gets Malkus, you need 3 dayanim. So there are limitations, which hopefully we are going to get to see a little bit, but the Torah tells us that the source for Malkus is in close proximity to the losaste of losachsum shor bedisha, that you're not allowed to muzzle an ox and make him suffer, that he's not able to eat while you're grazing with that ox. So the Gemara says, in order to get Malkus Chazal of Edrasha, you need Dumya de Lav de Chasima. That if in some way, shape, or form, it doesn't parallel the classic Lav of Losachsam Shor Bedisho, that is the par excellence of a Lav that gets Malkus, so then that's not going to get Malkus. Okay? So we'll see. Makus Bishloshim. Makus gets, needs 3 Dayana. Minani Mili. How do you know this? Amar of Huna, this is in the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph by the 2 dots. About, Abe. A lot of 2 dots.
Yeah, 17 lines.
17 lines, good. Makas Bishlosha, Minoni Mili, Amar of Huna. How do you know that Malkus is with 3 Dayanim? So Rav Huna says, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, the Drasha goes as follows. Vishoftum Shnayim. Vishoftum, what's the lashon of the Pasuk? I don't know if people have this. If you have on the side, the Pasuk is in Shoftim? Tvarim Chafei? Ki yeriv bein anashim v'nikshu el ha-mishpat u-shvatum v'itztikos ha-tzadik v'yeshuas ha-rasha. So the Pasuk says u-shvatum. He should be judged b'lashon rabim. Shnayim, so it's talking about who's going to judge. They are going to judge him. Ushaftum, ushvatum. They are going to judge him. So it means plural. Any plural, by definition, is at least 2. Ve'ein bezdin shakol. We know that you can't have an even bezdin because you need to be able to be machria to tip the scales. Mosifon aleihen od echad. So that's how we get makas b'shlosha. Arekan shlosha. Shoftum is 2, and then Embez the Chokol Mosifon aleihen echad. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Go on in the Pasuk. Ela me'ata. The Pasuk continues to read. V'hitzfiku shnayim. Because the Pasuk says, V'hitzfiku es hatzadik. And those dayanim now came out, and they made righteous the one who is righteous. V'hitzfiku es hatzadik. Virshiu es harasha, and they now caused the person who was a Russian evil man to now get a punishment, and he's going to get punished. Virshiu shnayim. So the pasuk continues. So therefore, what? Add all those numbers to the amount of dayanim that you need for Mo Malkus. How much would that be? Shoftum is 2. Hitzpiku is 2. Hirshiu is 2. 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. Ein bezdin shakol, so what do you have? Maybe every bezdin for Malkus should need 7. Harekan shiva.
Why would you say 9?
No, we only have to add bezdin shakol in the bottom line. The point of bezdin shakol means after you have your number of whatever the Torah delivered, you need to tip the scales. Yeah, but we're adding. But the point is, you don't add 1 to what the Torah says. You add to whatever the number the Torah says. If it's an even number, you add 1. That's the halacha of Ein Bezdin Shakol. It's not a halacha that whatever the Torah says adds 1.
At the end,
At the end of the day, if it comes out to be an even number, you add one. That's the halacha of Ein Bez Din Shalom. Oh, excellent, excellent. Good point. Good. So the simple answer is because men don't know how to multitask. But for a woman, it would be a good kasha. Good. So the Gemara says, no, that pasuk is talking about, very similar to what Abe's saying. That pasuk is talking about a totally different story. That's not for the number of the dayanim. That drasha v'itzpiku and v'irshiu, that's not for the number. That's for Ula's drasha. What's Ula? The Amr Ula, listen carefully, because Ula taught us, Remez le'edim zoymim min ha'toyra. Remez. Remez le'edim zoymim min ha'toyra. Remez. We're not going to talk about that now, Adi. Remez le'edim zoymim min ha'toyra. A source, a hint, for edim zoymimim in the Torah minayin, how do you know? Sigmar says, a source for edim zoymim in the Torah minayin? Remez le'edim zoymim? What do you need remazin? What do you leave your drushes and your gematrias for another time? I have a pasuk over here. Says the Gemara, remez leidim zayim. You want to give me? You walk into shul. I such a chat. I found a remez for the idea of leidim zayim. So the Rav is going to come up to you and be like, shkoyach, I have a pasuk. V'hoksiv kasher zaman. Of course, I don't need any ramazim. I don't need any kabbalah here. I have a straight up sukkim. Oh. So says the Gemara, Ela remez le'edim zoyimimim shiloiki minayim. No, I have a hint to something that I didn't know. How do I know that edim zoyimimim get malchus? Dechsiv v'itzpiku es hatzadik v'irshu es harasha. The pasuk says, as we just said, hitzpiku es hatzadik v'irshu es harasha, that we should give merit and take care in a good way of the tzadik and the rasha should be punished. Mishum de yitztiku es hatzadik, v'irshiu es harasha, v'hoyim ben hakos harasha. Gemara asks, I don't understand. If you're doing everything right, you're giving the good result to the tzadik, and you're taking care and you're punishing the rasha. So why does the pasuk go on to say v'hoyim ben hakos harasha, and therefore you're going to get malchus? Because the pasuk doesn't read right. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Mishum, diramasko mishum. It's the last Rashi of the skinny lines. Mishum. The Bezdin Hitztiku is Hatzadik. Once Bezdin took care of in a good way, they were Mizaka and they gave merit to the one who was righteous. The Yeshua Sarasha, Bahoya and Ben Akosa Esarasha, Tzidkas Tzadik Lama Huskurakan, the Chimishum Tzidkas Tzadik, Mischayev Rasha Malkus, says the Gemara, I don't know how to read this pasuk. What does the fact that the Tzidkas Tzadik have to do with the richest Rasha? The reason why we're being matzik the tzaddik is not because of the irishas of the rasha. So how do you read this? Elavadai, it has to be a totally different alternate pshat. Elavadai edim zoyvim emriyim iziyacha. Da edim koi hai, vim hoya ben akos. It's talking about what? No, it's tikus tzaddik and irishuas a rasha, not in someone who violated or classic iser. It's talking about, there were people that tricked us over here. And what happened? Bezdin was under a false assumption. And what happens? Things got rectified. So what happened? There was Baruch Hashem and Yitzhak with a tzaddik. The person that we didn't originally think was a tzaddik. Baruch Hashem, there were Edom, Zoyvimim, and they said those Edom are liars. And therefore we can save the tzaddik and be matzik him. And now what do we have to do? We have to be Marsha the Rasha. Who's the Rasha? The Edom, Zoyvimim. The liars. Oh, now you get Malkus. V'hoyim ben akos ha-rasha. Now Mishum, it's Tzikos ha-tzadik. Mishum is ha-rasha. Now it's V'hoyim ben. Now the pasuk reads like a charm. The Edim koi, V'hoyim ben akos ha-chkam, or Edim shi'ishu tzadik. Edim that originally lied and made the tzadik into a rasha. The huzmu, and they become liars. V'itztiku Edim achroinim, and Baruch Hashem, the truthful Edim came in. V'itztiku es ha-tzadik, and they saved the tzadik. Barinatsu Rishoim, and therefore these Edim Zayman that are liars became Rishoim. Elu are Edim Rishoim v'yilku. That's what the puzzle goes on to say. Vayim ben akosa rasha. So the Gemara says, V'imeno inyan leidus mamada in lokin mishalim taniyu in leben grusha. So what's the case? So Rashi tells us that this is not talking about a case of a classic case where Edim were lying in the area of financial law. But rather, Rashi says, This is a specific case of Einim Zoymimim by a Ben Grusha. And this is similar to what Rashi says in the first Rashi. Remez le'edim zoymim shaloykin. What's the title of what we're talking about over here? The fact that if I walk into court and I say that Edim Zoymimim say that he's Chayav Malkus, and then I watched him eat Chazer, right? And then Edim Zoymimim come in and say, on the day you said you saw him eat Chazer, you were with us, you're a liar. So now what happens? The Torah says, Kasher Zomam. They get whatever they intended and wanted to deliver to the litigant, to whoever was the nidon about. So that I don't need a Gemara for. That's not what our Gemara is for. That's Kasher Zomam. Kasher Zomam, of course, applies to Malkus, just like Kasher Zomam applies to financial matters if you wanted to cause him debt. And Kasher Zomam applies to Nefoshes as well. You'll get Nefoshes as well. So what's Remez Le'idim Zomim Le'malkus? Says Rashi, we're talking about one specific case. The opening case in Mesechus Makos. This beginning of Mesechus Makos is today's shir. What's the case? Says Rashi. Remez Le'idim Zomim Shalekin. Hecha De'ein Azomah Yechoy L'Skayim Bahem. What happens if I give edus about a person, but I can't get Kasher Zomam what I intended to give to him? What I conspired to try to deliver to him. Kegoin, me'idin anu bi'ish pleini, shu ben grusha. I am Yisrael, and I'm testifying that this person is a ben grusha. His father, a kohen, married a grusha, and therefore what? He's a chal. You know how much damage I'm doing to this person? He's now not going to get truma. He's not allowed to work in the kahuna. He's not allowed. There's so much he's losing. So the Gemara says, when the kids are losing, he's a chol. He is the kid. He's a ben grusha. Ben grusha means he's a chol. So the Gemara says, so what? So what happens to the eight of Zoymim? What are we going to give them? So says the Gemara, the nimtu Zoymim, and they found out liars. Vareim kohanim, ain almrim yasa ze ben grusha tachtof. What are you going to say? Oh, yeah. So now you, the astrological witness, you're also a Ben Grusha. Very nice, I'm a Ben Grusha. Has that changed my life? I could be a Ben Grusha. My father can marry a Grusha. What's the problem with me being a Ben Grusha? So we're stuck, the Torah says. Right, but most cases he's not going to be a Kohen. So what do you get?
What if he was a Kohen?
No, you still would have this Ella. So the Gemara says, because it has to be across the board. So the Gemara says, Ella what? You know, you asked that Ben Grusha Tachtov. Ella Soifig is our boy. Rather, he gets Malkus. That's the whole title of our shir. That's Ula's drasha. How do you know that in such a case, that what? They're going to get Malkus. That's our pasuk vitzik with us out of Yeshua's harasha. That's what the Gemara came out and answered. Don't add on vitzik and virshu to be six, and then six total, and then you're going to have seven. No, because you need it for this din. So good. Oh, we're going to get to there. That's what we have to analyze. Oh. So you made the people who were telling the truth correct, and you made the Rishayim into the Rishayim, means after Azama, and therefore they get Malkus. That's Ula's din. Good. So we now, even in cases where there is no Kasher Zomam, we still give them Malkus. Ask the Gemara, of course they get Malkus. The Tepuk Le'miloy San. Understand. The Torah says you're not allowed to lie. Right? One of the Atheres Adibras. So shouldn't you get Malkus? Eloisa say you should get Malkus. No? Why shouldn't you get Malkus? So the answer is no. And this Gemara is about to tell us what we started this year with. You don't get Malkus by every Loisase. Why don't you get Malkus by this Loisase? Says the Gemara. Mishum dehavale lav she'im b'maisa. This is one of the rules. You need dumya delav de chasima. Just like when you muzzle the cow, it has to be an action. So too, you only get malchus if it's a lav sheyeshvo maisa. If it's a lav sheyeshvo maisa, there's no malchus. From loisane, even though these guys lied about the ben grusha, I wouldn't have got malchus because the lav sheyeshvo maisa comes along the pasuk b'tzikwa tzadak v'yeshua sarasha to tell me that they still get malchus. Good. B'chol lav sheyeshvo maisa ain lokalov. End of Gemara. Good. So now, in fact, the Bacon says something very interesting. He says, is that Xeris HaKosef? So let me explain to you what he means by that question. I have a question right now.
There is a halacha that edus, we've spoken about it a few times, but by definition, edus needs the idea that it's efsher lahazima. What qualifies the edus as good edus is the fact that you can actually get hazama and actually be delivered and get the consequences that you intended for the other party. So therefore, there's a fear factor. There's actually something that's going to deter me from actually giving false edus. That's edus she'ata yochel lazima. The Gemara says many times, we saw some of the Gemaras, kol edus she'iata yochel lazima, lo have edus. If we spoke about the Gemara, about the Chavera, about the woman, Talmud Chacham, who didn't need Hasra, and the Gemara says, maybe they came for a different reason. The Gemara says, so the edus is no good. Because if they didn't give Hasra, so then they didn't know that they were going to deliver punishment, so then you can't give them the punishment. So that's a cloud the Gemara keeps running with, that you need that deterrence. You need that fear factor. So comes along Tosos in the first Tosos in Maseches Makos. And Tosos says as follows. Oh no. Did I tell you the wrong Tosos? Dine Mamanus Beshlosha. This is the first one in Sanhedrin. No? In Marcus, yeah, let's get the place in Marcus. Okay, Baruch Hashem for WhatsApp. I'm going to take a picture of the Tosos. Bura, send. Okay, everyone should be delivered a Tosef and Makis right now. You should know, I would never do this in YU. This is only, I trust the Chevra here. Did it come? Could not connect.
Does this mean you can't throw this in the garbage?
The phone, you mean? One you can throw on the garbage. Yeah, exactly. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel. It's like Parsha Saita. Okay, I can't get it. Fine. I'll read it slowly. Meidin on Mishponi. Tema. Kevondim Huzmu Eina Natsin Ben Grusha V'Chalutza. Top one, yeah. Tema. Kevondim huzmu ein nasim ben grusha ven chalutza. I understand. If you're telling me and you're admitting what we just said, that if they become hazamified and they get caught in a lie, they're not going to be considered ben grusha and ben chalutzas, because they're Yisraels at the end of the day. And even if they are kohanim, we're not going to get that punishment. Im kain, I'm on the third line, did it go through? Im kain, gam bishalo yuzmu, Ech yase al piem ben grusha. Dahochi u aemes. Vamai, hohavila edus yata yacholamizima, veins the edus. So Tosis asked Arkasha. So then the whole edus is not a good edus. Because since you can't deliver the hazama, so there's no deterrent factor, so then edus yata yacholamizima, so it doesn't apply. Good. Excellent. The Yeshloimar, listen to what Tosis says. Kevon de loikin, since they get Malkus, which where do we know that from? Our drasha, v'itziku es hatzadik v'yeshu es harasha, have a kasher zomam? No. That is hazoma. That is kasher zomam. V'have a shaper at the yochel azima. And that is good hazoma. And that is good as Omo. So what does Taisa say? I had a kasha. I thought it wasn't that it was Edishata Yochel Azima. Comes along the pasuk and says, no, this is Azama. This is Azama. Good. Now skip to the next, Va'od Yeshleimer. The next circle with Reb Kiva Eger. Va'od Yeshleimer. Another answer to my kasha, says Taisus. Digabi Edus to Ben Grushu Ben Chalutza. By the case of Ben Grushu Ben Chalutza, our case where they gave Edus about being a Chalol, about his father Cohen marrying a Grusha. We're not concerned about the idea of Ata Yochel Azim. Because what's the source of Edus Ata Yochel Azim? Mikasher Zama. From the Pasuk of Kasher Zama. V'hamuchach v'gemar, the Kasher Zama, lo nechtav, l'gabe Edus to Ben Grusha. So said Taisus, you're right. It's a great question. You don't have Edus Ata Yochel Azim. So the first day it says, not true. Your kasha is wrong. I do have Edus Ata Yochel Azim. Where's the Hazama? Where's the kasha Hazama? That's why we're delivering Malkus over here. That's exactly what we're doing over here. Says the second day, no. It's Edus Ata Yochel Azim. And the Malkus is not creating Edus Ata Yochel Azim. So then, what do I do with the klal? So why is it good Edus? Says Tosos, no. Edus Ata Yochel Azim is only needed where Hazama is applicable. But where Hazama is not applicable, so the klal of Edus Ata Yochel Azim is not necessary. Wow. Whoa. L'may nafkamina. This is nafkamina shebe nafkaminas. Let's go. Number one. What's the machloikis? Before we get to nafkaminas, we're going to get to nafkaminas. What's the machloikis going on here? How do you... First, Taisus starts off and says, it's not Edus Ata Yochel Azim. Again, the assumption of the first Taisus is just as much as I assume, is that the klal of Edus Ata Yochel Azim is definitional to Edus. If you don't have the ability to get kasher zama, you don't have the ability to get the punishment that you wanted to intend, and there's no deterrent factor, so then... Go fly a kite. There's no credence. There's no weight to what you're saying in court. You're not going to be punished by this. Says Taisus in the first day. No, I am going to be punished. I am going to be punished. Good. So the first day in Taisus, Lechora assumed that that klal, in order to be Edus, needs a punishment. Yet what Taisus was mechadish, which it could be the second day it would not accept, is that we're watering down what kasher zomam means. Meaning what I thought up until today of kasher zomam is what? Means you got to get exactly the punishment that you intended to give. And if you're talking in the world of dinei nefashos, you better get dinei nefashos. And if you're talking about ruining this guy's reputation and his livelihood and working in the Beis Hamikdash for the rest of his life, then that's what you got to get. Says Taisus, no. All I need is a deterrence. Edus Ata Yochel Azim means deterrent factor. It doesn't mean it has to be exactly parallel to what I intended to give. That's the Chiddush of Taisus in the first day. Maybe the second day says, where did you get that from? It's Kasher Zoma. Kasher Zoma means not deterrent. Kasher Zoma means what you intended to give. And only that. So the first, second day of Chayra couldn't hold like the first day because he doesn't hold to this new svara of a general deterrence. It's not what the Torah said. The Torah says you need what you intended to give. And that's only that. So then Taisus is stuck with the Kasher. So Taisus is saying, if I'm not going to accept Malkus to be Kasher Zomam, so then what? I'm going to now have to explain away. So why is this acceptable, Edus? So Taisus therefore has to say, oh, I have a new Chiddush. Not in Kasher Zomam. I have a Chiddush in Edus Ata Yochel Azim. That only in areas that you could be Mekayim, Kasher Zomam, are those the areas where the Edus only has water and weight, holds water if it's going to be Efshar Lazima to get that actual punishment. But if you're not going to be Mekayim Kasher Zomam anyways, because why? I'm going to give Malkus, like this case of Ula, like this case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so I don't need Edus Ata Yochel Azim. My nafkamina, listen to this nafkamina. Noydibi Yehuda has a tshuva. Noydibi Yehuda has a tshuva, and Noydibi Yehuda says there was a woman who was mezana. And the Edom walked into court and they said, we want to answer this woman on her husband because we saw her being mezana. And the Bezdin starts questioning and cross-examining the witnesses. And the Gemara tells us as follows. The Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, Adaf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Gemara Memal from Beis. I'm going to stay it outside, but the Gemara is over here. Ma bein chakiris lebedikas. I'll say it inside. Chakiris echad omer eni yodea edusim betela. Bedikas omer echad eni yodea vafilu shnayim omer enan yodin edusim kayemes. Michti idi vi idi da raisi. Here the Gemara says there are different type of questions that we ask the edim when we cross examine them. Certain questions that are called chakiros. Is a yom, right? Is a, the Gemara goes. The Gemara, that's exactly what this Gemara is about. Which questions are chakiras and which questions are abdikas? So the abdikas are more details. What was the weapon? What was the color of the weapon? Chakiras is when it happened. So the Gemara says a difference between chakiras and abdikas is that if you ask chakiras and the edim say, "I don't know when it was," so then the Gemara says the edim is thrown out. But if you ask Hakiris, Bedikas, about the tree, or about the weapon, about certain details, and they say Ani Odea, the Edus is still good. So Gemara asks, why? Michti Idi V'Idi Daraisa. We have sources in the Torah for both of those questions, both Hakiros and Bedikas. Why shouldn't they all be cross-examining the witnesses, right? This is the good, this is a perfect night to talk about Hakiros and Bedikas. Tomorrow's the testimony, right? Idi V'Idi Daraisa, call me. Teragidi V'Idi Daraisa. Maishna chakiris, umaishna bedikis, omer lei hochiashta. Bechakiris, omer eni yodea idusim betela, by chakiris, the edus is thrown out if he says eni yodea, why? The havila edus shiato yochol azima. Because the when is now going to affect hazama. So now you say eni yodea when it comes to hazama, so when it comes to edus, now the edus is going to be thrown out. Bedikas, omer echad eni yodea idusim kayemes. It's Eidush HaTayachal Azima. It's still Eidush HaTayachal Azima. Whether or not you know what color the weapon or not was, it would be nicer if you had more information. And there's a mitzvah for Bezdin to clarify even Bdikas if they can. But if the Edim respond, I don't remember, or I don't know, so then it's still good. Why am I talking about this? How do we get on to any of the... Oh, right, good, excellent, thank you. So the Nedib Yehuda says, so the Edim walked in, and they were talking about this nus. And he was asking a question about when it happened. Chakira. Zman. And they said, Eini Yodea. And the Nedib Yehuda paskined that it's still good edus. So they asked the Nedib Yehuda, what do you mean? And the Nedib Yehuda asked himself. He says, what do you mean? It's Eidish Yatayachal Azim. Says the Nadi Yehuda, Ayin Toysis Makas Bezim and Bez B'deyah Shniya, Bezim and Alf B'deyah Shniya, that by Eidus, where it's not Shaykh to fulfill Kasher Zomam, what's the Kasher Zomam here? You're going to answer the Eid's wife on his husband? That's not Kasher Zomam. That's another example of what? Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So says the Nadi Yehuda, you don't need when it comes to this case, and therefore the Nedib Yehuda, based on our Tosfos in Makis, based on the analysis, the second day in Tosfos, how we knew to Paschal like the second day over the first day, that's what the whole tshuva is about. But that ultimately, that was the crux of the tshuva, and therefore the Nedib Yehuda still accepted the Eidus, even though he said Eini Yodea by Chakiris, which Lechora should be against the Gemara of Mem Aleph from the base that it's Eidus Shiatayachal Azima, says Tosfos, you don't need Eidus Shiatayachal Azima, where you're not going to have Kasher Zomam. So that's going to be Nafkamina number one. Bizman Azeh, says the Nedib Yehuda, coming out of a Tosfos that you never heard of Truma, you never heard of Beis HaMikdash. And Tosfos says, no, and the Nedib Yehuda says, it's relevant Lamaisa, it's even relevant Adayom Azeh in this case. So the Beis HaLevi got very upset when he saw this Nedib Yehuda. Because the Beis HaLevi said there's two halachos that we learn out from Eidus HaTayachal Azima. One halacha is exactly what Nedib Yehuda says. That if you can't apply Kasher Zomam, so then There's no din of Eidah Shetach Lazima in terms of giving them the punishment. But says the Beis Halevi, there's another halacha of Eidah Shetach Lazima, which is relevant whether or not the punishment is going to be effective, or whether even apizman hazeh we're going to have punishments. And that's the Beis Halevi proves that there's edus she'ekshar levatla. Meaning there's two halachos. There's one halacha about delivering the punishment that the edim intended to give. So that, Tosfos says that you don't have that over here. But says that the Beis Halevi, but any idea by hakiris, now that's a problem on the bezdin, that they're not clarifying everything up to par, says the Beis Halevi, even that has to be edus she'ekshar levatla. The shayla I'll tell you is as follows. What's going to be the halacha in Eidus HaChodesh? Eidim come in and they want to give Eidus about Kiddush HaChodesh. So ask them in Chaschinach, ask Reb Kiva Eiger, why is it Eidus HaTeyochel Azima? What, are you going to turn the Eidim into a moon? Where is the Eidus HaTeyochel Azima? Where's the Eidus HaTeyochel Azima? So according to the second day, it says, no problem. You don't need Eidus HaTeyochel Azima. Says the Beis Halevi, of course you need Eidus HaTeyochel Azima. You don't need the necessity to make them to get the punishment that they're going to deserve. But Bezdin still needs the Hakiris. And you still can't allow any idea in Eidus. Now Bezdin can't clarify the facts. Says the Beis Halevi, he proves, and we don't have time to go through all the proofs, Hikimah proves it from a Gemara, that there's two halachas of Eidus HaTeyochel Azima. One legabe the halacha of whether or not they're going to get the punishment. The other legabe, any day of a Hakira, Bezdin didn't clarify the facts over here. Of course the Eidus is not going to stand if they say any day of a Hakira, even if the punishment is not going to be applicable, even in the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, even in the case of Znus, or even in the case of a case of Kiddush HaChodesh. Rav Kiva Eiger had a different answer. Rav Kiva, yeah. Bezdin has to qualify the Eidus. Bezdin has to make sure that these Eidim, and they can only paskin on Eidus, that they're going to now not be able to say any day of a Hakiris. That's part of Bezdin's Drisha V'Chakir. That's part of their cross-examining.
Yes. If they can't do it.
So then it's invalid Eidus for Bezdin to paskin based on. The Noid of Yehuda said it's all punishment based. There's one halacha. It's all punishment based. And if you're never going to give the punishment, or in the case of Znos, you don't need Chakiris. Chakiris are not necessary. Says the Beis Halevi, no, you're mixing apples and oranges. There's one halacha legabe the punishment. You're right. You have a day that says it like that. That doesn't mean to say that Bezdin doesn't have to have Chakiris now. That doesn't mean that you could just throw out all Chakiris bisman hazeh, or by any case in halacha of Eidus, that you're not going to need, that you're not going to get the punishment, like Kiddush HaChodesh Avada, they're going to be Chakiris. Says the Beis Halevi, the Noda Behuda missed apples and oranges, and he argued la'alacha on his psak legabe the Zayna. It was a big tumult. Yeah. Right, so the Beis Halevi wants to, so that's what Noda Behuda is going to say, and that's what everyone's going to say, where it's not, like the second day, where it's not Shaykh. Right, so Beis Halevi is saying, Tosfos is saying, Legabe the Eidim, Legabe the Kasher Zama. But, Legabe Chakiros, to now extend it and say that therefore any Odeya by Chakiros is okay? I don't have to know about the Chakiris. I don't even have to ask and cross-examine the witnesses. Says the Beis Halevi, that's not what Tosfos said. All Tosfos says is that legabe the punishment, I don't have to deliver kasher zaman, and it doesn't have to be, it's still edus on their part, even though they're not going to actually get the punishment. But Tosfos never said that now, I don't even have to have a consistency in terms of the Chakiris. The Noda Behuda, rightfully so, he took the concept of Eidus HaTeyochel Azima and said wherever it says anything based on Eidus HaTeyochel Azima, that's going to go out the window in certain cases. And therefore, says the Noda Behuda, just like in Ben Grusham and Chalutz, it says you don't need Eidus HaTeyochel Azima according to the second day. So if I find a Gemara that says Chakiris is based on Eidus HaTeyochel Azima, I also don't need it in all those cases. And any Odeya by Chakiris is good. Patsons and Noda Behuda, that there's no so the accepted Eidus. Says the Beis Halevi, that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, I could accept this Eidus even though they're not going to get the punishment. But that never meant to say that now the Tzuras Ha'edus changes and Hilchos Edus changes. Bezdin still has a halacha that he has to ask kashas. There's two halachas of Edus Shatei Yochol Azima. One, they have to get the punishment. Tosfos puts the brakes on there that not always are they going to get the exact punishment. But what? There still has to be drishas and chatiris. There still has to be a consistency within the Edus. So therefore the Beis Halevi said, the Nadiv Yehuda took it far. Rightfully so. It's not such a... What? He was too literal, exactly. But Rabbi Isai, what comes out is something fascinating. Our Tosfos that we're learning right now is now two ways to read our Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, what do you do with V'yitzdiku V'yishiyu? Why don't we add that to be the Dayanim? Says Tosfos, says the Gemara, that doesn't count towards the number of Dayanim. That tells you that Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Edus for Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, they get Malkus. Yesh li chakira. I want to be chakir for a second. I want to ask a chakira. What's the nature of that malchus? Exactly what Dr. Bacon asked at the beginning of this year. Is that a xeris akosiv? Or is that telling me that even though you thought there was no kasher zomam, there is kasher zomam. There is kasher zomam. Moyev Raboisai, I think there are two ways to read our Gemara. Comes along the pasuk and says, the tzikuh is at tzadik, the yeshu is at rasha. You have a case of people that lied, that now are getting the exact punishment that they deserve, and the righteous person is made righteous, and now he gets malchus, and it's talking about a ben grusha, ben chalutza, the first sugya in malchus. What's the nature of Ula's din? It's absolutely not clear, and in my opinion, it's 2 days in Tosfos. According to the first day in Tosfos that asked, what happened to the halacha of Edus Shatei Yochol Hazima? You never could have Edus if they don't have the ability to get Hazama. Tosfos comes on to a Chiddush. Any deterrent creates Hazama. And that makes it Edus Shatei Yochol Hazima. If that's the case, Rabbi Isai, so then the drush of Ula and Argomara in Sanhedrin is telling me not that you get Malkus, even though it's a lav shem bo maisa. Again, the Gemara had a kasha. It's a lav shem bo maisa loistane. You can't get malchus. So I need exeris hakosa to tell me that's malchus. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying you plug it back in to be what? Not only that you get malchus to an exception to the rule. This is kasher zomam. This is classic hazoma. This is just like the guy who gets nefoshos when he talks about someone who's guy of capital punishment. Just like the guy who's mechai of moment when he's talking about in financial matters. So too, a ben grusha ben chalutza gets kasher zomam. That's day number one in Tosfos. Day number two in Tosfos learns our Gemara absolutely not like that. More like Dr. Bacon said in the first case. No kasher zomam. You don't need Edus Shatei Yochol Hazima. Why don't I need Edus Shatei Yochol Hazima? Because there's no kasher zomam. Because you're not getting kasher zomam. So why are you getting malchus? That's the gzeiros hakosev. Even though it doesn't fit the bill for malchus, it's a classic losana, which is a lav shem bo malchus. Afal piche in the Torah is mechadish, you get malchus. But not to say that that's now azoma. That's not azoma. That's just an exception to the rule. Even though it's a lav shem bo maisa, you get malchus. What's the nafkamina? Who cares what the lumnus is? Bottom line, Rabbi, these guys are getting lashes. Who cares what the reason is? No, I have a big nafkamina, Rabbi Say. There are certain halachos that apply to hazama. The Mishnah in Makkah says, hazama only applies ad sheyuzmu es kulam, until you give hazama to every single aid. Let's say I walk into court with four aidin. We didn't need four aidin, but the four of us were groupies. We saw it together. We saw the case together. Gemara says you don't get the punishment of Azama until every single guy gets the punishment, gets caught in a lie. So now I have a kasha. When it comes to a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and there were four guys that are testifying that this Kayin slept with a Grusha, and now the child's a Chol, and they come into court, and only one of them or two of them are caught in a lie of kasha Zama. If you hold like the first day in Tosfos that this is a parsha of kasher zomam and that's the nature of Ula's Chiddush, Hey, you're all scot-free. The parsha of Azama applies. If you all know that this is a Gzeres HaKotzev, but it's really just to get rid of the problem of a Lav Shem HaMaisa Loikin Olav. The Lav Shem HaMaisa Loikin Olav, two guys lied over here. Two guys are enough to actually be considered lying. So therefore, we're going to give them Malkus over here. Right? Major Nafkamin is over here. What happens if what? Other limitations. We can go through a lot of rules that apply to Hazama that now will all be totally on these 2 days in Tosis. So it comes out, we didn't get to go on in the Tosis, in the Rambam, we're going to finish now. It comes out that our Shaila of the Gemara, of how to read the Gemara, of what the Tziku V'Yishu is telling you, bottom line, that it's not coming to tell you how many Dayanim you need, but it's rather coming to tell you that a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza actually gets Malkis, now as an Afkamina, whether or not it's Midin Azoma or it's not Midin Azoma, and could even have a nafkamina in a case of a Zoyna Bizman Hazeh based on Toysis' Lumdis of whether or not Kasher Zomam applies in such a case. Yes, correct.